You know, I want what's best for you. There are just so many facets to making you feel good and happy and helping you out. That's what I enjoy doing. It gives me a lovely warm feeling and no small amount of arousal to imagine you out there listening to a file with this particular topic. Chastity. Letting go of regular orgasm in exchange for more powerful general arousal. When you get off all the time, when you become used to climax, inured to it, it gets weaker and weaker over time. Still feels good, but it isn't the mind-shattering, quivering thing it will be if you're hard and spurting for a rare release, especially if you're hard at my command. Spurting because I want it to be so. I have a perfect image in my mind of just what I want you to be, and we're both going to love that image existing in your body. The idea of you, so restrained, so denied, so long disciplined and unable to spurt and lose yourself, unable to feel the hot pleasure running up your spine and making your brain soft and melty for me. The image of you feeling satisfaction at finally being told to break your disciplined restraint, to set aside chastity so a powerful, mind-blowing orgasm can be the springboard into deep obedience to me. That is a particular image I enjoy. I'm savoring it. And I'm savoring it and dripping from it right now. But we'll get to that later, provided you sleep deep. For me, speaking of being particular, let's talk about rules, standards, discipline, those things which restrain. Specifically, why have rules? Why refrain from behavior and allow another habit to predominate? Many reasons, partly because it's what I want. I'm so very satisfied at the idea of rules. Simple willpower, devoted discipline, those things being all which restrains you, the only thing being the desire to please and serve me. Trading freedoms for pleasures. Trading alternative routes for the one most enjoyable road into my control and into your own pleasure and to places you've never gone before. Let it be so intense. So, think about rules. Your body drifts, and your mind experiences how listening to me makes you think of every word I've said before. These words build up and feel better and better, until deciding to listen to my words becomes an easier choice than listening to the words of your own thoughts. My words are better right now. Better than any other thought which would travel through your head at other times. My words will reward you. They will make you happier. My rules will make you feel things you would miss out on if you ignored or forgot or drifted away. Drift toward me instead. Sink and slip into a set of rules, a role. You want to get to a specific frame of mind. I want you to go there. A rule without a purpose is pointless. A rule without a goal or an effect is empty. A goal, an effect, a purpose focuses your mind so efficiently and is such a satisfying thing to pursue. One size never fits all. One rule is never right for all situations. My rules are particularized, and you have the benefit of hearing one of my favorite rules. Remain chaste. Not forever, just until I want you to do otherwise. But living by my rule for even a short time is good for you, especially for your rigid, throbbing erections and your orgasm power and duration. You are really in the best of all possible worlds. Consider, if you just came, pardon my pun, to the conclusion of your own, the idea that you should refrain from masturbation to make the times you do orgasm all that more intense. Sure, you might have gotten there on your own, but then you would lack my assistance. Hear my voice in your head, and feel the way your body hums with the urge to follow and obey. You have an object of desire, and that is I, a reason for the rule, a thing to aspire toward. A rule's purpose can be a person, and the purpose of this rule is me. You, hard, throbbing, hot. Every second you might get more so. The urge is there, an urge to touch, and you hide it and suppress it instead of giving in. Such a good boy. My words just add more throbbing desire to your hard cock, and you feel pre-cum dribbling out. Your mind dribbles out a little with it. But you hold on. You refrain from touching because you want to please me. Well, the rewards you get are many. Let me tell you just a few. First, you're better at being chaste when you have my hypnotic influence making you so. My words are encouragement, and they come back to you. They make themselves stronger the longer my words are allowed to lay dormant in your head. You see, each moment you are remaining chaste and restrained, you are following my orders, and in so doing you affirm to your mind that my instructions, my rules, are the most pleasurable road. See the you who has a throbbing, rigid, aroused need at all times, and who trembles when you so much as think of how it's gonna be when you finally do get to come. That you has followed my instructions and let them inside. You'll constantly think of how you could be getting off, but every day you save up, every day you follow my rules and go onward, things get better. This is you with my help, my guidance. Different than coming up with the idea on your own. Your subconscious mind knows simple truths. The longer you go between orgasms, the more anticipation will build up, and the more these hypnotic words will have time to mix and mingle and get in everything. Think of how good you feel when you are confident in your rigid shaft, drooling pre-cum and preparing to spurt. When your buttocks clench and your hips thrust as if you were moving in and out, as if warm, wet lust were trickling down your spine between your legs. That moment of virile confidence, that time when you are finally brought to completion, the more intense that moment gets, the better you will feel and the happier I will be. The longer you wait, the better. So imagine waiting. Imagine going through each day with rigidness between your legs and being able to think it is my instructions that made you that way. Then, when you cannot stand it anymore, you will have to give in. Someday, sometime. This is about waiting to grow in potential so you can experience pleasure beyond normal limits. You can then turn to my voice. There are so many ways and times I will instruct you to come. You will spurt, and your mind will spurt out in that moment, your entire body focused around your rigid shaft. And you would feel virile, powerful, confident, fully yourself. I want you to feel good, to feel that way. I want you to be disciplined, sure, but I also want you to reap the rewards of your discipline. The longer you stay on one track, the more you think about your chaste cock held back, kept from doing anything but often hard, often throbbing, often teasing you with a temptation you must resist because I want you to, and because your orgasm will be so much more powerful when you finally are forced to give in. Discipline brings power. More powerful orgasm, more throbbing erections, more, until finally you are allowed the opportunity to release what has been saved up and roll your eyes back, a groan on your lips and my voice in your ears. My command to climax would be so good for you, wouldn't it? My words there for you to come with, come to, return to. You may have trouble holding back. You may have trouble learning the restraint I require of you. Some people do. After all, the drive behind lustful stimulation of your throbbing cock is so powerfully biological. Plus, you've gotten onto the path of bad habits that run contrary to this amazing feeling you can find if you listen and obey and restrain yourself. Understand that the reward for waiting longer and longer gets better and better. Understand that I will put words out there where I'm telling good boys like you to come for me. Use those, enjoy them. But otherwise, try and save your energy for a special moment. I promise you will love the ways I make you come. Be tempted by it right now, just thinking of my voice flowing in your ear. And your body shivering and shaking like a good boy. Thank you, Miss Alder. you will groan. And the longer you wait, the next time, the shivers will be stronger and stronger. But you'll follow my rules, my guidance, my instructions, and that image I've given you, that idea of you hard and throbbing and resisting it nonetheless, will stay with you. Every time you wait, it gets better. Your back arched, your cock spurting your mind, spurting out with it, your entire body shivering. The heat in your skin equal only to the heat between your legs as you moan. Yes, and thank yous to me, knowing I'd love and get off on the image of you, so powerful, so confident, so obedient and lost in your own body, like a good boy. That image will stay with you, and every time you come, it'll get a little clearer. You will know you ought to have waited just a day longer, maybe a week, longer and longer to please me. Until the amount of waiting is enough that you see a new side of yourself. When release from chastity comes with release from cares, release from worries, release from your own control and into mine.